Proclamation number 5812 of 27th of November, 1953. Constant connection with God. My will is that you constantly remain in contact with me, that you constantly carry out works of unselfish neighborly love and remember me in prayer, that you desire my strength and open yourselves to receive it, which you can only do consciously through prayer or through loving activity. My will is only that you don't exclude me from your thoughts or make my approach impossible through unkindness. Then you will walk your earthly path without me, then someone else will immediately join you and try to make you submissive to himself, and then you will be abandoned to ruin. As long as I can still influence you in some form or other. But this is determined by your own free will. You are not endangered, for then you will be illuminated by my strength of love which will infallibly help you to ascend. Without me, however, you are powerless and exposed to my adversary's activity who even uses effective means to gain control over you. I respect the least will which turns to me in order to now also reveal myself to the human being, yet this will must be present. The human being is not allowed to show any resistance towards the being which created him and which he recognizes as his God and Creator. He must allow himself to be guided, he must want to surrender to him, the human being must want to gain my affection, then I will recognize his will as being turned towards me, and then I will always stand by him with help and advice and fend off the attacks of the enemy of his soul. Then he opens the door of his heart to me and I can now provide him with my strength of love. However, people's will is mostly indecisive, i.e., the person lifts into the day and only pays attention to what seems advantageous to his body. He does not mentally deal with problems which could clarify his relationship with me. And therefore he not infrequently completely excludes me from his thoughts without consciously being at my adversary's will. He lifts only to the world and is content with the fulfillment of earthly work and duties. He does not think. He does not need to sin against me, he does not need to act lovelessly, he does not need to be a slave to my adversary yet, and yet he has not yet recognized me as the aim either. And this person is in greatest danger of losing himself completely to my adversary, for he unconsciously strives towards him and his kingdom and I cannot help him as long as he does not let me enter his thoughts, as long as he does not consciously turn to me in prayer and as long as he only lives for himself but not for his neighbor. And these people are in the majority who are not obviously bad or materialistic and yet only think of themselves, who therefore completely neglect an activity of love and consequently cannot draw strength of love from me, but who fall prey to my adversary's slightest onslaught, who counts on the human being's selfish love and therefore quickly gains influence. But which I cannot suppress or ward off either, because I am not called upon for help, because the human being has not yet recognized me myself and therefore does not take the path to me either if he is in need. The connection with me is indispensable for the attainment of the aim which you humans have set for your earthly life. And this connection first has to be established mentally, although at first it is more of a question than a certainty. Or else the human being has to unconsciously perform labors of love, then he will acquire strength from me which will gradually also let him remember me. The separation from me gives my adversary the right and the opportunity to exert his influence. The connection with me, on the other hand, repels him and renders his activity powerless. For a person who unites with me does not react to the influence of his soul's enemy. And this person need not fear being lost because I will not let anyone fall who remembers me. Amen.